Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The July jobs report just released by the federal government showing that the U.S. economy added 1.8 million jobs last month, and the unemployment rate fell to 10.2%. That's nearly one full point lower than the jobless rate for June. More than 8 in 10 teachers say they are worried about teaching students in their classrooms this fall. It's according to a new poll that just had its results released. The NPR Ipsos poll finds 82% of teachers surveyed say the coronavirus pandemic has got them concerned about returning to all in-person teaching. Thousands of people still waiting for their power to be restored 3 days after Tropical Storm Isaias unleashed heavy rain and wind on New York City, Connecticut, as well as northern New Jersey. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
President Trump is against slapping aluminum tariffs on Canada. At a speech in Ohio, the president said yesterday the tariff will go back to the original 10% rate. That after the administration lifted tariffs last year, ahead of the new U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement. The president saying yesterday that Canada has been taking advantage of the U.S. by flooding the country with exports and killing aluminum jobs. Fort Hood in Texas has one of the highest rates of murder, sexual assault, and harassment in the Army. Secretary of the Army Ryan McCarthy saying yesterday during a visit to the base, because of this, a detailed look into the Army base is being conducted.
We're sending down an independent group of investigators to understand the root causes associated with the rise of felonies, violent acts, to better understand why this is happening at this installation.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
COVID-19 continues to make things tough for America's farmers, and USA's Tim Berg has the story.
According to the Wall Street Journal, more farmers are declaring bankruptcy despite a $7 billion injection from the Department of Agriculture to mitigate losses caused by the coronavirus pandemic. Farmers found themselves at the center of the industry hardest hit by the crisis as a pandemic slashed commodity values and closed markets around the globe. By the numbers, 8% more farmers filed for bankruptcy in the 12-month period ending June 30th than last year. Hog farmers have lost almost $5 billion in potential and actual profits from 2020. That's from data released by the National Pork Producers Council. Egg firms in California could lose as much as $8.6 billion per a study commissioned by the state's Farm Bureau Federation.
Pope Francis appointed new members to the Vatican's Council for the Economy, and six of them are women. The historic move means there are more senior female officials serving the Vatican than ever before. Each of the new appointees have finance backgrounds, as the Pope created the Council for the Economy in 2014 to supervise the economic management and administrative duties of the Vatican institution. Pope Francis has been overseeing efforts to reform Vatican finances and clean up after a series of scandals that have plagued Vatican operations. Listen live anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Fresh and independent, this is Bill Martinez.
We're back with you, America, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Great to have you along with us. Just a reminder for more information on the show, even past podcasts. Look, we're givers, so it's all right there. You don't have to subscribe. We don't need your email. Just go ahead and take advantage of the gifts that we have there for you. And so if there's a previous podcast, previous interview that you want to entertain and listen to, by all means, download it free of charge and share it with your friends and neighbors. Just get the word out there. Because we're pursuing the truth no matter where it leads. Dr. Marshall Foster is back with us, the president and founder of the World History Institute. Dr. Foster, always good to be talking to you. How are you, sir?
I'm doing so good this morning. Thank you, brother.
Well, the big question that remains in the heads of many Americans today, especially those with school children, even kids themselves, should we or should we not open America's schools?
Well, that's a good question. I think we should, and of course. And what are we thinking? Where did we get this far? It was supposed to be flattening the curve in March, and now 5 months later, we're about ready to shut down the entire country for another 6 months until 2021. Mm-hmm. Of course we should, but I think it gives a great opportunity for us to consider the alternatives and say, wait a minute, who is trying to shut it and who's trying to open it?
Exactly.
And I think the majority of people, mm-hmm. right, who are against it are the teachers unions. They basically want to go their own way and have a political agenda. And then the parents, of course, they want their kids back in school. They've just been wrought with fear because people have told them that, you know, the virus is coming to get us. So, but I think this is where money talks and principles talks. I think we need to consider that when the California governor shuts down the schools, as he's done this fall, mm-hmm. he shuts down the public schools. It doesn't cost them a penny. They still get billions of dollars, taxpayer dollar, to sit at home and do what they do, right?
Yes.
But the private schools are going to go broke. Mm-hmm. The private Christian schools, the parents are simply not going to pay $10,000 or $15,000 a year to have their kids do an occasional homeschool project. And so what's happening is that these Christian schools that are just, they hang by a wire anyway because mm-hmm. they have twice the education on half the money that is given only over and above what people pay in their taxes. And so there are literally hundreds of them in California. Like I said, they're hanging by a wire. I take 12,000 kids a year on historic tours from these Christian schools. Mm-hmm. And so all of those tours are shut down for our tour company. And the kids are not getting the education. They're not going on tours. They're not involved. So what do we do? I think that we need to follow what John MacArthur's done with the church in California, where he said the state has no jurisdiction over the church because of God's sphere of sovereignty, which means that the sphere of civil government is the sphere of civil government. It does not control the church, and I believe it should not control education either. Education, it should be in the hands of the parents and the church, not in the hands of the state.
Well, when education first started, wasn't it in the hands of the church?
Oh, everything in America was basically self-education, home education, and then when there were small communities, they developed around the church and the pastor, and the pastor was usually the teacher or he trained the teachers. And then they used a biblical curriculum, biblically based curriculum, right on through the mid-19th century, for 250 years of American history.
And yeah, I remember looking at the, what was it, the New England Primer, and what, about 80 pages? And I would challenge, you know, modern education to say, look at the people that were taught under that 80-page book. It would seem, in retrospect, that 80 pages was more effective than all these modern textbooks that we're so bombarded with that we have to pay so much for and get so little in return. Is that fair?
Well, exactly. And there's very little phonics teaching. There's very little English, math, history that is now taught. And the history that is taught is a woke history. Is a Marxist, cultural Marxist history.
Yeah, and of course we have now, we've got, what, 1619 versus 1776? I mean, a flawed, you know, really amazing that as flawed as it is, even the New York Times had to admit, but yet the writer gets a Pulitzer Prize for it. It's being pushed through the indoctrination channels of our public school system. I think last report, something like 3,500 schools are adapting this in their curriculum, and it's already been debunked and challenged for its lack of accuracy. I'm talking 1619 Project.
Exactly, exactly. And isn't that ironic in that right now we're facing the 400th anniversary, it's the Pilgrim 400. This is the year that the pilgrims came 400 years ago across the ocean with 400 books, no gold, no money, no slaves. They came over in search for religious and political liberty.
Yes.
And they landed in New England, and over the next 100 years, they were able, with their Puritan friends, literally to develop the first biblically based republic in the history of mankind through their little republics of all of their town meetings, and then on to their colonies. And it was the miracle of history. And
without a doubt.
They did it peacefully. They did it based upon God's word.
Yeah, with a prayer and a promise, right, Dr. Marshall?
Prayer and a promise is all they had, and half of them died the first winter. Why are we not celebrating the pilgrims right now? We're talking about a virus. We should all be going to Plymouth and having the great anniversary celebration. I hope the president will take an aircraft carrier up to Plymouth this fall. On November 11th, the day they landed, and I think he ought to speak from the aircraft carrier right off the coast.
Yes.
And I think he ought to speak the Pilgrim heritage. And the forefathers' monument, you know, Kirk Cameron and I did a movie on the Pilgrims in 2012 called Monumental.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
it goes right to that monument, the largest granite monument in America that hangs over Plymouth Rock, and gives us the strategy for saving America right there.
Yeah, I mean, that is so significant, you know, what you and Kirk did in terms of bringing back to the forefront of our understanding of the real seeds of this American experiment.
Well, yeah, that's it. I mean, it's so simple. The American experiment simply was following a long pattern that goes all the way back to Moses. And from Moses through people like Patrick of Ireland and Alfred the Great and English common law. And then the Reformation that then brought us the English Bill of Rights, and the English fought for liberty against their kings. And finally, the persecuted minorities from Europe who couldn't overthrow the kings came to America, and they set up that biblical form of government. And for the first time in human history, people had liberty and freedom like they'd never known ever before. Less than 3% of the people that have ever lived in the history of mankind have ever been free.
Exactly.
And here we were, spreading freedom all over the world for the next 400 years, and yet we've got this small minority of people who have taken control of the media sources in our country that are destroying our love for our country, And it's a sad day for America.
It really is pathetic. You think about it, less than 1% of the population is creating all this chaos and fear that is running reckless in the streets of America today. And all it requires to keep on going is people to remain silent and to not be courageous.
Evil triumphs when good men do nothing, right?
Amen. And, amen.
That's kind of where we are now. We've got to get
I'll tell
out.
You what, I'm going to let you pause on that for just a moment. Ladies and gentlemen, you can meditate on that powerful statement from Dr. Marshall Foster. We've got to go to break, and we've got more from Dr. Foster after this. Stay with us.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey, survival gardeners. Garden soil isn't what it used to be. In fact, many gardens are farmed out and some are functionally dead. That means adding back the right trace minerals to your soil can immediately catapult your garden fertility, which means, quite naturally, better tasting and more nutritionally dense fruits and vegetables. So if you got your garden in late and want to help your fruits and vegetables play catch up, or you simply want to pour on the trace elements to maximize this year's harvest, I've got good news. It's not too late to give everything you've got growing this year in your garden a powerful, life-renewing turbo boost. And the best part? This unique product creates a type of trace mineral synergy, which means that each mineral and trace element in the formula makes all the other minerals and trace elements much more effective than if they were used alone. Go to cmazing.net to turbo boost your garden. That's cmazing.net. Improve flavor, increase your harvest. Go to cmazing.net.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as a dollar a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
Bill Martinez, live.
Coming back at you, America, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. Our conversation with Dr. Marshall Foster continues. He's the president and founder of the World History Institute. Dr. Foster, you said earlier about, our initial observation and challenge was to flatten the curve. I know some people have said that we didn't have a national plan to take on COVID-19, but they forget the obvious things that were instituted. It's all just a political season, and it's a mishmash and can be a bit confusing. But what what is done is that in flattening the curve, we also need to, as you suggested, to consider to flatten the fear. Because fear is running the agenda right now. And this is something that has been greatly overlooked, that's keeping people locked down, our schools closed, people being told they can't sing in churches right now, the attack on our First Amendment right. I mean, it's all coming to a head here. And as you said in closing in the first segment, without courage. And, you know, because we've seen this time and again in history, speaking of which, it doesn't take, a lot of people to control the majority of, of people in any kind of movement.
Well, that's exactly it. And they're using fear to do it, intimidation. And they're going around the Constitution. They're going around the legislature. Mm. And mayors are simply making a totalitarian statement. You're going to wear a mask. You're going to do this. You're going to do that. Stay in your home. It ruins the economy. It drives the church out of business. It's going on 4 or 5 months now. People are away from one another. What does that do to their hearts, their minds, their spirits?
Exactly.
They're not hearing the gospel. So this is absolutely wrong. And we, the leaders, have got to stand up against this, stand for the Constitution, stand for the biblical principles, that if you're going to quarantine, the Bible is all, speaks of plagues all the time. And the point would be to quarantine those that are sick, put them outside of the gates temporarily for as many weeks as it takes so they're not contagious, and everybody else goes about their business. That's what you have to do.
Exactly.
Yes, there are risks. There's risks about life. Mm-hmm. But this is nothing like World War One, World War Two, or the pandemic of 1918, and so many other viruses that have come down upon us in the 20th century. Come on.
Yeah. How many young brains are being atrophied by being locked out of school right now, Dr. Foster?
Well, 61 million, just to take a guess at the number of students that are not going back to school, that many of them will never go back to school. Many of them will just drop out. Many of them will not continue with their education. So, obviously, I have mixed emotions because much of them, of what I see in the public schools, the philosophy of it is so bad that I don't want the kids to go back there. But I want to encourage our audience and all of us to think for ourselves. That's why Bobby Ames in this book, Land That I
exactly.
Love, that I've been talking about is so important, because she goes through and teaches parents all the things that we need to be teaching them about not only American history, but about what is the history of public education? Where is it gone? What happened to the Marxists that took over? How did this happen?
Exactly.
How can we turn it around? And it's an excellent book with 50 chapters, very small and able to pinpoint the issues that we're dealing with today. So I've been helping Bobby because she's been in the hospital and sharing this around the country, and people are buying this book and using it because they are home and they're home with
exactly.
their kids.
Yeah.
Take advantage of this time, parents.
Right.
To teach your own children the truths of American history, the truths of what they should be doing biblically. And then we'll be able to stand whatever storm comes.
Exactly. We have to exercise their brains. This is the important deal, but exercise their brains, and I understand your caution, with the right information. Our kids have been indoctrinated. All that's happening right now is all about exposure. We're seeing it for what it is. I mean, recently we saw where there was, I think, 19 arrests, and close to a dozen, might have been a dozen of those that were arrested were public school teachers. What does that tell you?
Well, that's right. And remember, the poor children, 90% of what they're receiving about a knowledge of their country or history or life is coming from a flat screen. It's coming from social media. They're even going to news sources. They're not researching original source documents. You want to learn about George Washington, read George Washington. Read the actual source documents of the man who wrote it. But we don't do that anymore. We're not even encouraged to do that. What we do is pick up blurbs on Google. And Google develops its searches and its algorithms to literally pervert and warp everything that is taught about whatever subject that you look up. because of their warped humanist worldview.
Exactly.
So we, the population, we the people, have got to be intelligent enough to see through the smokescreen and do our own research, not left or right. Ronald Reagan was right. Our problem today is not left or right, it's up or down.
Mm-hmm.
It's either maximum liberty under law, or it's down to the anthill of totalitarianism, he called it.
Yes, exactly. Well said. And the thing is that this woke society, as you refer to, including a presidential candidate, Joe Biden, wants us to turn our back on our Christian history and embrace, the Muslim theology. I mean, he's promoting that to be taught in mainstream, public schools.
Isn't it interesting that here in 1962, the Bible was taken out of the schools by a Supreme Court ridiculous mandate. And so Christian education is no longer allowed. You can't really even talk about the historicity of the fact that Christianity and Christ has brought more liberty and more freedom and more civilization to the world than any other religion. Can't talk about that in the schools. But he's saying, well, we need more Muslim education. More Muslim education in a place where supposedly it's secular and there is no education of any religion. He wants to push it from a Muslim perspective. So the man is not only unqualified and probably somewhere else in his mind, he's dangerous. It's so dangerous. I've been sounding the alarm, and I'm very optimistic long-term about the future, but I believe that it really depends on we, the people, standing up in the next 3 months, changing our priorities. Forget your trip to the Bahamas.
Exactly.
Prioritize reaching and teaching or educating your kids, educating your friends, reaching out to your social network, and getting people to wake up to the reality of what's faced here. Not just another election, but the end of the American Republic.
But we need a vertical reality, a vertical understanding, as you pointed to earlier, unless the people realize, again, what President Reagan had said about a nation that foregoes its embrace and understanding of being a nation under God. If we forget that, we will be a nation gone under. And right now, with all that's going on, I mean, the foundational principles of our country are all being compromised to such a degree that these anarchists are demonstrating, some victories here and there. And this could be extremely lethal to this great American experiment. Now, I don't know if you're aware of this, but there's a great event that's happening in Washington, D.C. They're expecting, 500,000 people to attend, which is going to be an event around the return, which is really going to be focused on repentance and for us to return to God, to those founding principles that the pilgrims brought here to this country, to say that God was going to be our light, that we were going to look to God for our freedoms and understanding. And we've turned our back, as you cited, in 1962. But this has actually been a progressive movement that was even going on decades before, probably progressive ignition after Darwin in the mid-1800s, and it just kept taking hold to where, at the turn of the century, the progressives took over the educational system. So it has been a gradual march, and they have a stronghold on public education. And this is why Christian education is so important, and also why Governor Newsom and others are, in a sense, doing a siege work on Christian schools, are they not?
Well, that's exactly what they're doing. They're trying to shut down the private field, which shuts down the church. Note that the churches are shut down, but the bars are open.
Yes.
The casinos are open. I mean, it's so illogical, but if you understand the battle of the ages, we understand there's no neutrality in this battle.
He's the president and founder of the World History Institute. We got to leave it right there. We will point you again to Bobby Ames' powerful new book, Land That I Love, Restoring Our Christian Heritage, which carries an important message with answers for action. And that book is available at all the usual places and linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Dr. Foster, always an honor and a privilege to have you on the show. Appreciate it. Look forward to having you back.
Thank you, brother. Let's do it again.
If you're a small business owner and you need to transform your business into the new virtual economy, hire the experts at GetCallers. For as little as $5 per hour, you can add as many virtual staff members you want to your company. They can make cold calls to generate leads, handle inbound calls, set appointments, customer support, live chat, and more. The best part is you have no expenses of computers or telecom minutes. No employee headaches. No contracts. No W-2s. Just a turnkey process for you at a fixed price that you can add as many virtual members to your team as you want. In today's economy, hire the professionals that know the virtual workspace. Call right now and learn how to add a virtual member to your team for just $5 an hour. Call GetCallers now.
800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. That's 800-750-3564.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The July jobs report just released by the federal government showing that the U.S. economy added 1.8 million jobs last month, and the unemployment rate fell to 10.2%. That's nearly one full point lower than the jobless rate for June. More than 8 in 10 teachers say they are worried about teaching students in their classrooms this fall. It's according to a new poll that just had its results released. The NPR Ipsos poll finds 82% of teachers surveyed say the coronavirus pandemic has got them concerned about returning to all in-person teaching. Thousands of people still waiting for their power to be restored 3 days after Tropical Storm Isaias unleashed heavy rain and wind on New York City, Connecticut, as well as northern New Jersey. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
This is your time, your moment. The stand, the fight, your goal. You've come so far, keep going.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us sharing your party today. As always, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com to be in the flow of the know. With us right now, Angela Stanton King. She's running for Georgia's 5th Congressional District with a strong history of public service. She knows what it takes to find solutions, navigate complicated government agencies, and get things done. Angela, welcome to the show. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you so much for having me on as a guest today.
Well, Angela, yours is such an incredible success story, and I want you to give our audience, you know, bring them up to date. I mean, it wasn't that long ago you got real familiar with the justice system, and since coming out, I mean, talk about getting your head on straight and saying, look, I've got to be a contributor for good here. You've gone on to become a national best-selling author, a speaker, and an advocate. An unbelievable success story. Tell us what motivated you.
I guess I just kind of had something in me that never wanted to give up. But, I mean, being released from prison after serving 2.5 years and giving birth to my daughter, chained to a bed with the sheriff watching, and then having her snatched right out of my arms 24 hours later, that definitely does something to you to say, hey, wait a minute. You know, maybe I'm not on the right track. Maybe I need to rethink some things. And I mean, even during that time in my life, 6 months after giving birth to my daughter, being notified by the chaplain that my mother had died of a massive heart attack, and then 6 months after losing my mother, also losing my grandmother. So for me, it was that self-realization and me coming to figure out, how did I end up here? I mean, I looked at myself in that mirror when the chaplain told me my mom died, and I just thought about, as a child, you know, never in a million years that I ever imagined that I'd be in prison. And, you know, when they ask you that question, what do you want to be when you grow up? Nobody says, I want to go to prison. So exactly. I believe my journey started there in that moment. I wanted to kind of know, you know, what happened, what put me on the path to prison, and thus began my journey of writing. And then coming home from prison, being released with a $25 check and a bus ticket, and being told, hey, you know, just go start your life over, and having absolutely nothing, and breaking away from what had been a normal way for life for me, which was government dependency. When I got released, I was no longer allowed to collect government benefits because now I was a convicted felon. So now I was having to figure out, how do I make it being a single mother? And so I had a gift for writing. I wrote my first book when I was in prison and published it when I came home. And from there, I started my own publishing company, thus finding my way, you know, to financial freedom, and also understanding how important entrepreneurship is.
Exactly.
15 years ago, once I came back to Atlanta from prison and in the process of getting my life together, someone was telling me about a women and children's crisis center that I could go to for help. And I remember catching the bus there that day with my babies in tow, just completely broken, not seeing any light at the end of the tunnel, not knowing how we were going to make it. And I walked in the center that day, and the lady that was sitting behind the desk was my godmother, Dr. Alveda King.
Yeah.
That day, she hired me on the spot. And for the past 15 years, I've walked hand in hand with her, not only restoring and reclaiming my life, but also restoring and building our communities.
Exactly.
I've created several nonprofit organizations throughout Georgia that help returning citizens, victims of sexual abuse, and also disadvantaged youth and disadvantaged communities, giving them opportunities to entrepreneurship and teaching them. Mm-hmm. And so in about 2018, I began to pay a little closer attention to politics. And this, of course, was through my godmother's close relationship with the president.
Exactly.
And I was watching the media, and I was seeing how everybody was crying about family separation at the border. And it just struck some type of fire in me, because I remember when my daughter was snatched out of my arm for a nonviolent charge in a Georgia prison, and Trump wasn't president, and I'm an American citizen. So, you know, it's just the law. If you're arrested and your kid is with you, your kid, you're separated from your child.
Exactly.
So the narrative that the media was pushing, trying to make it seem as if this president was doing something so horrible, made me think about all of the American families that had been separated by incarceration, and how many children we have in cages across this nation called juvenile detention centers. So I remember the president put out a call. He said, you know, if anybody's been mistreated by our justice system, or if you left someone behind, come talk to me. Come tell me their story. Let's see what we can do to get something done. And I just remember watching a bunch of prideful entertainers like Jay-Z and Meek Mill refuse to go in and talk to him. And I called my godmom. I said, Mom, listen, send me in. Let me tell my story. What about when they separated me from my baby? And I went in there and I told my story, and the president listened. And not only did he pass the First Step Act, but he also made it illegal to chain women to beds during childbirth simply because of my own personal story.
Wow.
And then from there, I just went on to continue working with the administration through my own nonprofit, American King Foundation, to secure jobs for the thousands of returning citizens that were coming home from the First Step Act. I knew how important it was for us to make sure that we reduce any chance of recidivism, because this was going to probably be the only shot that we would have at this. So I wanted to make sure that they had everything that they needed, so prison would not be a revolving door. And in the process,
what a force for social injustice you've become. And one of the things you did, and I want to point out here, that earlier this year you were given a full unconditional pardon from the president, right?
That was my next sentence. You know, in the process of me fighting to get other people free, I got a call the day before my birthday that I was given a full unconditional pardon. After I put in an application myself over a year ago, but I just never paid it any attention. I was already out. I didn't, you know, wasn't pressing it. I wanted to get people out that were locked up. And to my surprise, I got a full pardon on February 18th of this year. And here I am today running for Congress in the 5th District of Georgia for John Lewis's seat as a black female Republican.
Wow. Wow. What a success story, Angela. And you know your godmother, Dr. Alveda King, is a very dear friend. We God joined us at the hip years ago, and she's a regular on the show. And now to have you here and to hear how God ordained a divine appointment for you on that bus ride to come into a facility where your godmother was going to be at and give you a job and, you know, help turn your life around 15 years ago. I mean, that is the hand of God, isn't it?
And this campaign is all I want to represent. You know, it's my story, but it's truly his glory. And my prayer is that his light shines throughout this whole thing and that we just turn, you know, this country back around and get on track and fight for what's right and what's righteous.
Mm-hmm. How many other people similar to you are still incarcerated? And, you know, dealing with the frustration, I know that you're pushing hard. Your godmother continues, others in terms of criminal justice. I mean, a lot of people have talked about reform, but it took President Trump. I mean, of all people, this gazillionaire white guy out of Manhattan is making a huge difference when 8 years before or the previous president, who happened to be black America, did not see this as an important issue.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's kind of the way it went. And I think that we're seeing a lot of people that are emotionally charged right now in politics. They're not really wanting to accept the fact that, you know, the first black president did nothing for black people. I mean, you know, he was all about LGBTQ. And we were forgotten, and the ball had been dropped. And the ball is getting ready to be dropped again now with the Democrat Party. I mean, there are hundreds of thousands of people still in prison that we're fighting for, and this is all because of Joe Biden.
I'm sorry, we got to leave it there. We're out of time. You've got to come back. I'm looking forward to it. Angela Stanton King, national best-selling author, speaker, and advocate here on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Angela. God bless.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever.
2.625 with a 2.64% APR.
Incredible, with no origination fees or discount points. Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.625 with a 2.64% APR. Incredible. These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it.
That's a 30-year fixed at 2.625 with a 2.64% APR.
Call the experts at Network Capital Funding now. now. 800-500-NUMBER-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100 the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
This is your time, your moment. The strength, the fight, you're gone. You've come so far, keep going. Here comes the comeback.
Bill Martinez.
Hey, you ready for a comeback, huh? I sure am. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, as we continue to wave through this COVID-19 experience. And Danny Huerta from Focus on the Family joins us. Hey, Danny, just a real quick sidebar before we get into your new book and the seven steps or seven traits of effective parenting here. I just had to chuckle a little bit about Joe Biden's latest faux pas, and not to get you into the political realm, but only because we're Latino. Yeah, he praised our diversity. And at the same time, he puts down the African American community. I mean, he just cannot help himself, the poor guy. Did we lose him?
No. I'm here, oh, Bill. It's just interesting to see how we try to lift one race over another, right? And
right.
And try to. This has been. We've tried to navigate this since early biblical times, and
right.
The reality is that we're children of God, and that's
exactly.
Where it all begins. And we're all there.
And you can't lift one over the other because you do it at the other's expense. Just like you said, we're all children of God. We all bleed the same. It's not about color. I like what Bob Whitson said. Bob Whitson says it's about are you my kind. Which speaks of what's inside of us, which again echoes what Martin Luther King said, not about the color of your skin, but the content of your character. These are the murky waters of the body politic these days. But for God, right? And then that's what we need
nature,
to keep our eye on.
Yeah, human nature naturally goes there, Bill. And it's interesting how we go there because of the need for power, the need for control, a lot of needs based on fear and other things that are surrounded by the reality that we're all sinful, and we have these desires, competing desires inside of us. And yeah, we're in a mess right now as far as worldview as a country and as a world, and there's a need for truth.
It's a time for us to learn because, as I tell the kids often, experience defines preference. And there's lots of experience flying around out there. And what we're seeing is the exercise of humanity in this postmodernistic world in which we live in that wants to extricate God from all things of our lives. And, you know, so the question is, how's that working for you?
Yeah, that's right. In my own profession, psychology has tried to remove God in many ways and to create ourselves our very own gods. And that just, I'm so glad that I was never put in that seat of God. There's so much that God brings. And when we see the Word of God, He has all the answers right there, and we can't seem to follow it. And that's where the breakdown begins of the family, of communities, of neighborhoods, of countries, of cities, of the world, if we don't follow God's word.
Well, what's happening right now. I mean, teen suicide, 167, I think I read the other day, 167 a day, Danny?
Yeah.
Marriage is a mess. I mean, it's almost worse in the church than it is out in the secular America. So you can't expect secular America to say, look at that, I want to save my marriage, so I'm going to go to church. I mean,
right. What?
You know, the odds are it's going to be worse off than I am here. So, yeah. You know, we've got to get our acts together here. And clearly we're not doing it God's way because we think, God is not the boss of me. And, well, good luck. And, you know, we're learning the hard way that there are certain truths. There are certain, certain rights, certain, boundaries, like the law of gravity, as they tell people, go ahead, you can challenge the law of gravity, fall off the roof, but when you hit the ground, you realize, it's still working. And, and that's what it is with God. I mean, these laws are in place right now, and when we're true to those laws, it goes well for us. We violate it, we pay the consequences, right?
Right. And it's been interesting. I ran across a quote recently, I can't remember who said it, but it says, why are you angry that you cannot control someone else when you can't even control yourself? And
exactly. Right
now, really, what we need to begin to see is, what's our relationship with God look like? What do our relationships look like within our family, with our friends, with people around us? Mm-hmm. And that's a great starting point for us to to just consider as Christians,
mm-hmm.
because God's a very relational God, and he distilled it down to love one another. And what does that mean? And that's where we need to begin the conversation. What does it mean to love one another to the depth that Jesus showed in his ministry?
Right. And that's a personal question, as you say. It starts with us individually. You know, people want to talk about, revival and repentance. And go be a movement of one, and that's what you can control right now. Go be, be that spark, be that ignition, be that spark, for repentance and revival. And it'd be amazing, what happens with those in your orbit, some people that you probably didn't even think that you influence, and what kind of impact that will make. But, Danny, the way I look at it right now is that we're really at a crossroads. If this nation doesn't repent, we are, as former President Ronald Reagan put it, we're a nation gone under. We are going to implode because we can no longer continue with this kind of debased, immoral society that we're producing. It's ungodly, and God will not allow that to continue.
No, He won't, and we have to stand up as a light. Each person is very important in what you're talking about, and in the book, actually, I begin with the rolling credits, and in our own lives, who are those people that have been a part of, that have contributed, invested in us, have been encouragers, have been influencers, and then we think about our country, and we're part of the rolling credits of this country, and so we need to stand in there in the role that God has placed us and bring God's truth, bring God's love, and not be afraid of adversity, conflict, difficulty, especially if you're doing it with love, because Christ is with you. And he will strengthen you and give you everything you need to enter those very difficult moments.
And you bring out a good point here, and this is what we really have to embrace and trust, that love wins out. And I know in this microwave society that we live in, we want everything so instantaneous. But for those that have truly have made that a goal in their lives, they know it takes time. It is a process. But love eventually does win out. It is that powerful. And in the seven traits of effective parenting, you talk about adaptability. What do you mean by that, Danny?
That flexibility of mind, that ability to shift your attention to the reality that you can't control everything, and you're adjusting with love to where your children are at, and you learn how to manage your own stress, you learn how to look at the bigger picture, and you make growth the goal. You adapt to that. And so parenting is very rewarding, and it can also be extremely stressful, and you can have the late nights with your kids talking through things, and it can affect your marriage. So it's adapting to the role of being a parent.
Yeah, flexing in a positive way, otherwise you're going to snap. What about respect?
Yeah, respect is about how you handle you. That's where it begins. You model respecting others, and it's how your senses, how you look at things and you look at people, what you're looking at, how you're talking to people, what you're listening to, your hands, how they're respectful, where you go, where you choose to go. It's about showing that respect that Christ showed those around them. And as a parent, how you treat your spouse really begins to show to your kids how you're supposed to reach out and treat other people. So it's a self-awareness and an openness to feedback when you're not being respectful.
Exactly. Intentionality.
Yeah, being intentional in what you're doing as a parent. Deuteronomy 6 talks about that, and it's about developing goals in your parenting and intentional conversations, intentional connectedness, having those one-on-one times, making time for relationship as a parent with your children, and making time for teaching and time with Christ as he gives you wisdom in your parenting.
Exactly. Boundaries.
Yeah. Well, boundaries, man. We're going through these, aren't we, Bill?
Yeah, we are. We got a minute and a half left here. We chewed up some time waxing philosophical. I apologize.
Oh, no, that's good. No, so boundaries, this is the hardest one for parents because they don't always agree on the boundaries. I mean, just look at the masks. That's created a lot of conflict between moms and dads. Hey, should we wear it here? Should we not? And it's just being clear in your boundaries as a parent and boundaries on yourself. Do the kids see that you're putting boundaries and limits on yourself and modeling that, and then also you're clear and consistent in the boundaries you give? And then that leads to the steadfast love, which we were talking about. And that's an immovable, Christ-like love for your kids, and that's leading them from just giving them basic things, the basic needs, to relationship, to boundaries, all the way to helping your child discover their identity. And that's an immovable love that's unconditional.
Yeah.
They don't have to be a star in order to be loved by you.
Exactly. Grace and forgiveness and gratitude. We got 40 seconds, so yeah. I'm going to let you rip through those two. Okay, go ahead.
Through those two. Yeah, grace and forgiveness. That's the bridge building in the home. You have to do it. You have to model and show and initiate that grace and forgiveness towards one another in the home. Make that a discipline to renew those bridges. And then gratitude, that's the shifting your mind and being grateful for the role of being a parent, and then having those over 1,000 gifts that you get as a parent, stopping and noticing that, because it shifts your mind towards what God is doing through this opportunity to be a parent.
Well, I'm grateful for you, Danny, and our audience as well. How can they be in touch with you?
Yeah, just focusonthefamily.com/parenting, or you can do /7 traits if you want to take the assessment.
It's crucial that law-abiding citizens hide their guns from criminals who are now becoming desperate. Learn exactly how with the newly updated Hide Your Guns e-manual, written by a former U.S. Special Forces officer who now reveals his field-tested secrets. Whether it's sneaky ways to hide your guns in plain sight or using extremely clever hiding places that even skilled thieves will never suspect, learn how to hide other valuables too, like cash, gold, coins, credit cards, so that they're safe from thieves, but back in your hands instantly when needed. All this week, get 4 free bonuses when you order. Gun Debate Bootcamp, How to Argue with Liberals About Guns and Win Every Time audio program. Our No BS Home Defense Report, the best-selling Your Home, Your Fortress e-manual, and a special mystery bonus worth $25. Go to hideyourguns.com. That's hideyourguns.com. Don't let your guns be stolen and used in a crime. Go to hideyourguns.com.